Peace, peace. What's good? What's good? How you feeling? How you feeling? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling. I was actually gonna up. Literally, I had already started up my laptop for me to do something that I need to do, and something just. I was actually listening to the two songs from the soundtrack of the movie. Of. True Spirit. I just watched that movie yesterday with my dad, and it's funny because it was my dad's idea to watch it. Oh my gosh, it made me emotional in such a beautiful way, and I decided I wanted to listen to some music. Meanwhile, I was uploading the information that I needed on my laptop. And those two songs just put me into this energy that I felt guided to just record really quick and share whatever energy I'm feeling and have been feeling from that movie yesterday. I just want to share how powerful it is when one lives in their truth, when one is authentic and true to themselves and what they're feeling and what it is that they're being guided to do within themselves, following that inner guidance that's leading them, as opposed to listening to all the background noise of things outside of us, like people who may not believe that maybe that can be done, or people with fears thinking that something's gonna happen, or, oh my gosh, it's actually so funny. I'm gonna go back to that. Obviously, I've seen this frame, it's not a picture, I don't know, an artwork or something that my dad has up in this room straight away here, and it's a sailboat. And it's tilted because it looks like if maybe there's this big storm behind it, because it's all black. And the waves are pretty crazy because the boat is tilted this way. That is so wow for me to notice that right now as I'm talking about this movie, because it's about the youngest woman who went sailing around, was it around the, no, it wasn't around, but I know she crossed many like many borders of where the ocean meets, like the Pacific and the Atlantic, and she went, yeah, I think she actually did go all around. Yeah, she did. She sailed all around the world. And obviously in the ocean. Anyway, go watch the movie. So going back to what I was saying of how powerful it is when one is living in their authenticity and living and staying true to their inner guidance or their divine guidance that's guiding them, regardless of the no-sayers or the naysayers. I don't know what they say, actually. I think it's called the naysayers. Those who are at the current moment not aligned with their inner guidance and their divine system that lives within us, and through their inner guidance try to steer you, not intentionally, but through their inner guidance, that's the frequency that they're vibrating on, and that's the energy, that's the only energy they can give to another. Somebody who's not living from their truth can't tell somebody else about living in their truth. Somebody who doesn't lead through love and not fear can't also help someone else on that path of love and not fear. It's so beautiful and it's so powerful. 444. It's so inspirational. I was so inspired myself from just simply watching that movie last night. And I know that that's also why it made me so emotional in such a beautiful way, because I felt it so deeply connected to, in a sense, also things that I have at some point questioned, or at some point, maybe at some point I wanted to give up and I wanted to just... When you think differently, when you do things differently, when you live your life differently than most people do, in my case, it's literally the majority of people, when you are what they call like this outcast, the black sheep, or whatever it is, I don't label myself as any of that, but that's what society labels those who question things, who choose to, when everyone's going right, to go left and be the only one to go left, if that's the case. When you live your life that way, sometimes there are those thoughts of why did I have to choose to be this way? Because it's difficult. Sometimes it gets difficult. It gets difficult to know that you don't connect with others in the same way that most people are. To know that you, and a lot of times, are looked at in a different way because of how differently you choose to live your life, or you choose to think, or you choose to bend the rules of society and do the opposite of what's the norm. Whatever case it is for you, whatever situation it is for you, a lot of times that can bring uncertainty. It can bring in those emotions that the logical mind starts to get lost in thinking, wondering if you're on the right path, wondering if you really should be doing whatever you're doing, or you really should be thinking or feeling the way however it is that you're feeling, or believing whatever it is that you're believing, or whatever it is. But yet, when one chooses to continue moving forward in their divine inner guidance that's leading them wherever it is, somewhere unknown, but still having a bigger picture of knowing that this unknown is carrying something beautiful, or the feeling of unknown is here present with me because I'm already feeling it to be true. And that also leads us into this beautiful unknown gift when we follow it, when we choose to block out the noise on the outside and all that fear energy coming from the outside, or sometimes coming from our own logical mind, and still push through anyway. That's so powerful. That's so powerful. And even in the movie, I find it so beautiful too. I love that it's a true story. I love true stories. Well, true story-based movies. In the beginning, when she was leaving, first of all, she had they were broadcasting it on the news and different places on the media, and everyone was doubting her. Everyone was questioning her, even her parents, why they're letting her do that, and putting in all this fear, all of this uncertainty, and all of this confusion within her. And even she still decided that she was going to do it. And even the day that she was leaving, the only ones that were there supporting her were her family. And the news anchor and those publicists were there, but they were there not because they were there to support her. They were there because they were putting off their own fear into her not succeeding in what she was sailing out to do. Sailing out to do. And yet in the end of it all, she ended up having people sending her videos, telling her, just sending her so much love and inspiration to continue going and to remind her of why it is that she was doing it, because they told her about how much it affected them in a great, beautiful way to, for them to now do in their lives what she did for her own self in her life. And sometimes all we need is just a little bit of spark, a little bit of just one person to believe in you. That's all that our energy needs to push through, to keep going and to find a way. They kept saying that there was no way for her to be able to make it, that it was impossible, and there was just no way. And she kept telling herself, yes, there is, there's got to be a way. And I love that too, because it reminds me of how I've programmed my own self to think. No matter what, I'm always like, there's going to be a way, there's going to be something that presents itself, there's going to be something that aligns and works out that we're just not seeing right now. And it does. It always works out beautifully, even if it doesn't seem to be in the midst of how we physically see it. It is. Eventually, it is. It always proves to be that it all worked out the way it was meant to work out. And so, amidst her doing, her sailing off to do what she always dreamed to do since she was younger, she stuck to it, she did it, and she received so much love from it. She received so much energy that people sent her of power, of encouragement, of everything that she needed within herself in that moment to continue going, because she was feeling a little bit down. She was questioning herself and why she did what she did. But that's when others can come in and we can help others fill in that little hole that they dug, to help them get out of it, to help them cover that hole back up and continue going forward. I think that's such a beautiful thing for all of us to unite in such a harmonious way, where we encourage other people, when somebody trips over, we can be there to lift them to lift them up and give them that hand that they need, of someone else to pull them out and pull them up with their own strength. Sometimes we need somebody to help us out. There's just no way that we can do it on our own. And I think it's so beautiful too. I feel it to be so beautiful how Source filled this earth with others, other humans, other human beings, hue of the light, human beings of the light, to be there to accompany Ali, all of the other souls that are also living this human experience on earth. And it's amazing how it all turned around, even in the movie, which is based on a true story, where she started off just with her parents supporting her. And when she got back home, she had more than 80,000 people there just welcoming her back. I felt that impact. I felt that impact so deep, even through just the movie, even through just watching it. I felt it where it's like, oh my gosh, one, a lot of times we think, I'm just one person, how can I make a difference? You are not just one person. One person can impact so many lives, can impact in so many different ways. Even if it's like, if I impact one person and that one person impacts, you never know, that one person can impact thousands of people. And that for me is just so fulfilling. We are all so powerful. We all carry such beautiful, powerful energy within us. And when we embody that energy, and when we stay true to ourselves and what we are feeling through our own inner compass that is divinely aligned and connected to Source, to Creator, to what created us in this entire, every single inch and crevice and little empty area, empty space in this quantum world, this quantum dimension that we're all created through, that we exist within and without, and through in and throughout. When we embody that energy, it is so magnifying. It is so powerful. It is so powerful. And for anyone who has programmed that belief into themselves to think that I'm just one person and I don't matter and I can't make a big difference and I can't make a big change, that is so inaccurate. That is so, so, so farly off, so farly incorrect and inaccurate. And anything that you want to say that is inaccurate, any single synonym, it's a synonym, right? When you look it up in the thesaurus, yeah, it's every single synonym that you can find that is attached to the energy of what's the word I was just saying? I got so stuck on the word synonym. Any word that's attached to that word of just inaccurate, that is included. We are all, every single each one of us carries so many numbers within it. The number is nothing. Us just thinking we're just this one physical being, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. Spiritually, we have so much more energy than we realize. We have so much more powerful energy than we realize. And that's why we all matter. We all each matter. Every single, imagine. It's kind of like I think about it in many different ways. In many different ways, I'm thinking about, man, that each one person who made that choice to ignore that belief or that program system that makes us want to think or feel that we are just one person and we don't matter. Imagine for every single one person of that votes for something, and nothing politics or anything like that. I'm just using this as a random example to try to get my point. Imagine voting for clean water, and every single one person is like, well, I'm just one person, and it doesn't matter. There's going to be other people that go vote or whatever. My one thing is not going to affect anything. But imagine if every single one of those, let's say 100 people needed to vote. Imagine if every single one of those people that had that voted and got that clean water passed through, imagine if they voted, if they were thinking in that moment, nah, I don't need to vote. My one vote is not going to affect anything. Imagine if every single one of those 100 people thought the same exact thing, nobody would have voted. But every single one of those first people, those human beings that decided, I'm gonna go because my one vote makes a change. My one vote makes 99 less, and that other person makes that much less. We all count. We all matter. We all carry so much valuable energy within us. And when we choose to believe in ourselves and believe in our one, in our oneness, it encourages others to also realize and be within their own strength and their oneness and their power of how much each one of us matters. It creates a ripple effect. It creates a domino effect. It creates such a beautiful energy of continuing to inspire another. It's kind of like the same thing too, where if you want something, become it. If you want others to continue, like me, I want others to continue to just be happy and be present and do what they want to do. Do what you enjoy doing. Live every single day. Like, it's like the true gift that it is. Go and enjoy. Go and experience this world. I want to see you laugh. I want to see you smile. I want to see you cry happy tears of beautiful emotions. To feel emotions of peace and of bliss and follow your dreams. You want to do something, go and do it. Don't listen to that logical mind. Don't listen to anything outside of you that may want to tell you you can't. You want to go do it, and it's something that is pounding in your heart, that is coming from something so deep within you, you can't even explain it or express it enough. Go and do that. It's not impossible. There's going to be ways. Everything's going to work out for you. Everything's going to continue aligning for you. And even when you hit a storm or something comes and tries to stop you in your tracks and you get through that, it's going to make you feel even more proud of yourself, even more fulfilled. Because even in the tough seasons, in the cold seasons, in the winter seasons, in the stormy seasons, you still pushed through, you still continued forward, and you made it. And you made it. And there's going to be many things that seem to be impossible, and you're going to prove to make it, to show that there is nothing that is impossible. Impossible is I'm possible. I'm possible. And putting limits on yourself or putting limits on things means you putting limits on source. You putting limits on creator that created everything that there is, that exists and doesn't exist and will exist and will never exist. I don't know. That's how I feel. I feel like whenever I'm placing any kind of limit, I'm placing limit on source and the potential and the possibilities and the infiniteness that source is, that source creates, that source embodies. So I always just leave it up to whatever's meant to be is going to be. And if it doesn't be, if it doesn't happen to be, it's because it wasn't meant to be, not because it was impossible. Not because there wasn't a way, it's because there wasn't meant to be a way. And when there is ways being made, it's because I know it's for me. It's because I know that there's a purpose, there's a divine reason. There's growth there, there's healing there, there's prosperity there, there's peace, there's bliss, there's abundance, there's just harmony. Don't ever think you can't do anything. Don't ever believe you can't do anything. And if you start to think that way, remind yourselves of all the times that maybe you got that feeling and you still did it regardless. Or think of another person that thought that they couldn't do something and they still decided to go forward with it, and they did it and they succeeded and they accomplished. There's so many things that we can look outside of us if we need to find that inspiration, to utilize others' life experience stories, their life experience movies, that remind us that it is possible, that remind us that even when things seem to be impossible, oh, there's rules and there's regulations or whatever it is, time and time again, source shows us that there is always a way that can be made. The impossible is not impossible. There is nothing that is There is no limitations on us. If something's meant to be, for our highest good. I'm gonna close out the message right here. I saw 2431 just a few seconds ago. I leave you with so much peace. I leave you with so much of that energy of just, you got it. You got it. Whatever you're wanting to do, just do it. Just, and worry not. Only focus on the first step. You don't need to know, well, how am I going to get here and get there and hit? No. Start at the beginning, just like a movie. You started at the beginning and then you let everything else in the movie unfold. Start at the beginning and everything else will unfold. Let go of the control. Let go of the control. You don't got to control anything. And when you start to realize and experience that you don't have to, you can let go. It's okay to let go. It's safe to let go. And everything starts to show you that you are protected, you are being guided, everything is aligning for you. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful feeling. It's such a beautiful feeling. Whatever it is that you're wanting to do, drop it down in the comments and say, I am, I can, and I will. And you're doing it already. You're doing it already. Or drop whatever you want in the comments. Just drop something that's going to make you feel good about putting it out into the, from in here or from in here into this physical. I love to write things down, or yeah, mainly I write it, but you can text it on whatever, comment it and put that energy from the spiritual world, from just not having any matter, physical matter to it, and put it here into this physical world so that it's out there, it's here. You know how they say, put it out into the universe. Put it out into the universe. And sometimes when we do that, there's something within us that makes it be like, okay, I already wrote it down. I already said it. I already told somebody else. That means I have to get it done. And trust in yourself that you will get it done, that you will do it. Because it's also a matter of us trusting ourselves, trusting in what we say we're going to do and doing it. If that's what's guiding you, divinely guiding you. If you say you're going to do something, but then you feel it's not what's meant for you, then don't do it, of course. That's you also trusting yourself. That's trusting your intuition guiding you not to do it. Even though you might think you would have wanted to do it. But trusting yourself and that intuition that's guiding you not to. That's so powerful. That's also so powerful. Alrighty. Much love. Much peace. Till next time on The Love Solution, where love is the root of our existence. Peace.